New money exchange rules in Macau cause major increase in crime. Macau experienced a significant rise in gaming-related crime in the first quarter of 2025, following the implementation of new regulations targeting illegal money exchange operations. The new rules, which criminalize the activities of unlicensed money exchange gangs, came into effect in October 2024. According to official figures, there were 567 gaming crimes reported in the first 3 months of 2025, an increase of 216 cases or 61.5% compared to the same period in 2024. Among the various offenses recorded, fraud constituted the largest share, with 152 cases reported. This category represented 26.8% of all gaming-related crimes during the quarter. Unlawful currency exchange followed closely, accounting for 132 cases or 23.3% of the total. Another major category was loansharking, with 51 cases, making up 9% of the recorded offenses. The notable rise in cases of unlawful exchange has drawn particular attention from law enforcement and government officials. The Secretary for Security emphasized that the 132 unlawful exchange cases contributed to more than 60% of the year-on-year increase in gaming-related crimes. This suggests that the recent legal reforms aimed at curbing illicit financial activity have led to an increase in reported offenses, as the police now include a broader range of activities within the definition of gaming-related crimes. These adjustments in the statistical standards followed the enactment of the new law in late 2024, expanding the scope of activities that fall under gaming crime classifications. Despite the rise in reported crimes, there was a sharp decline in the number of money exchange gangs intercepted by law enforcement. In the first quarter of 2025, 251 such gangs were intercepted during various police operations. This figure represents a substantial drop of 1,041 cases, or 80.6%, compared to the same period in 2024. This decline indicates that while the frequency of large, organized gang activity may have decreased, the fragmentation or dispersion of such operations may have contributed to the rise in isolated criminal incidents. Cross-border collaboration with mainland China increases. Law enforcement agencies in Macau have also collaborated with their counterparts in Guangdong Province during the first quarter to combat cross-border criminal networks. These joint efforts targeted several syndicates involved in gaming-related offenses, which has had an impact on overall crime statistics. The coordinated operations are part of a broader effort to address illegal activities associated with Macau's gaming sector, particularly those with transregional implications. The Secretary for Security noted that the increase in visitor arrivals may also have contributed to the rise in criminal activity. In the first quarter of 2025, Macau saw an 11.1% increase in the number of visitors compared to the same period in the previous year. The growing influx of tourists brings additional complexity to maintaining public order, as larger crowds and greater volumes of financial transactions create more opportunities for illicit activities.